The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, listen, I don't think anyone, not even me, is ready for how I'm coming in 2026. I had to fall back for a minute, not because I was lost, but because I needed to get myself together. Some days I was quiet, some days I was tired, but I never stopped. I learned how to move without announcing it. How to stay consistent when nobody was checking for me. Everything I went through changed how I thought, how I moved, how I protected my energy. So when 2026 hits, they're not meeting a new me. They're meeting a healed me.
Stop running from the potential of what you can be. It's inside of you. It's always been there. If there's potential inside of you, which you know is there, but you're too scared to tell anyone else about it, and you go on and on, get older and older and older and older, and the windows of opportunity start to close, and you knew it could have been, but you never did it, I promise you, it will haunt you. It's a living nightmare, dude.
You can continue to beat the shit out of yourself. You can continue to tell yourself that it's too late, you screwed up, you're never going to get out of debt, you're never going to figure this out, you're 41, your career is over. You can do all that, or you can change. If you want things in your life to get better, prove it. And the person you're proving it to is yourself.
If you can imagine a tree in the middle of a sunny meadow, as soon as the tree appears, a shadow. It's going to appear. Tree is your dream, whatever it is, right? A book, a movie, whatever. And the shadow is the resistance you're going to feel. And they're directly proportional to each other. The bigger the tree, the bigger the shadow. So when you feel that shadow, you feel that massive resistance. Oh, I want to quit. I'm not good enough to do this. That's a good sign. And then it says that the tree, your dream, is really big. And so you got to do it. You don't want to take a little tree. You want to take the big tree.
This slow chapter was the turning point. This was a chapter that made you resilient. The chapter that forced you to grow into someone that doesn't break when life gets heavy. You are not running late. I promise you. You're arriving exactly on time.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You might be frustrated, you might be spinning your wheels, you might be ready to quit. But you also might be one day from that one moment.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life.
The universe rewards resilience, and the signs of it are all over the world. You just have to know where to look and what to look at. Become that river on that rock. Over time, you can achieve any goal if you stick with it.
Then you gotta learn how to dig deep in your life. Things are gonna happen in your life. Parents die, animal dies, a lover, a wife, a good friend. You decide when you don't want to fail anymore. You wake up one morning and go, you know what? These are all things I cannot control.
Doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. And if you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is, right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks. But you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway.
You're not going to get around the rise and fall and the rise and fall. Endure when it's time to endure. Enjoy when it's time to enjoy, you know. But you're not going to get around the ups and downs of that. It's not because I'm weak. It's not any of that. It's like, that's what life is.
And if you stop right now, all you've done is guarantee that you never reach that moment. When things get hard, it's very easy to question what you're doing. It's very easy to start looking for a new path. It's very easy to quit. And that's why most people do it. No matter how much you're struggling, no matter how long you've been working, keep going.
We're all a work in progress. Growth has no end. Your story is still being written. You're the writer and the narrator. There's no limits to self-improvement because no one can ever truly reach a state of perfection. Everything around us is always changing, and so we must evolve too. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking that you're finished. It doesn't matter how far you still need to go. All that matters is that you're still trying.
It's not just about what do you want. It's especially about what are you willing to sacrifice for this? This is the question. What type of sacrifices are you willing to go through? What type of suffering are you willing to take? And based on that, it determines what can you reach.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination. Take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself, stay strong, stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, when one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Like, I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time.
How many times have you told yourself you're going to do it? How many times have you told yourself tomorrow? How many times have you told people what you were going to do? You know where all that talking has gotten you? Fucking nowhere. You have not moved the needle once. I know it kind of feels like you're doing it when you talk about doing it, when you think about doing it, when you plan to do it. But the reality is, you have not done anything. So when are you going to do it? At what point does the talking stop and the action begin? If it's at any other point than right now, you are not serious. You don't want to do it. You want to keep indulging in the that got you in the position where you want to change instead of just actually changing. Nobody who is that serious about change, knowing how hard it is to change, waits until tomorrow to do it because they don't want to spend another second being anything other than what they could be.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was gonna do. That's all consistency is. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice. I gotta get up and make it happen, even though I don't want to get up and make it happen.
Make your future dream a present fact by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So whatever it is that you would like to experience in your life, you must be able to feel it. So live in the feeling of being the one you want to be and that you shall be. Every feeling makes a subconscious impression. And unless it is counteracted by a more powerful feeling of an opposite nature, it must be expressed.
Greatest people on the planet have suffered the most. Suffering is not bad. I'm suggesting suffering is awesome. The ego runs from suffering because it's the death of the ego. But I believe pain, difficult times, failure, loss is purification and preparation for personal heroism.
You are not your losses. One misstep doesn't define who you are. If you've lost or failed, so what? Stop being the victim. Feeling sorry for yourself isn't going to get you any closer to your goal. It's not a loss if you learn something. So take accountability for the damage that was done and just keep moving forward.
We've all heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what, I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, you've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future. And might we come back to this present moment and we say, you know what, my presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and in this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this: one day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way, and it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust, and it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself. Set up the game early where you can keep them. Stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. but life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You were born to do something great with your life. When you were a little boy or a little girl, there was probably one person who made you feel that way. And you ought to give yourself the gift right now of who is that person? When you're a little girl or a little boy, they made you feel special. And there's probably only one, maybe two. Maybe it was your parents or your grandmother or grandfather, a coach, someone that was in your life and that you felt something about you because of the way they looked at you or spoke to you. And the amazing thing about that is they were right.
We're not victims of this life. You know, we wake up every day with choices to make. And you get a choice every day. And like I said earlier, I think whether or not you're going to look back on your life as a success is going to be determined by what your values and priorities are and how often you're willing to wake up every day and make the choices that are going to fulfill you and bring you the joy that you're looking for.
Human beings, our nervous system is hardwired for comfort. Whereas the essence of what makes us, some would say our soul, is hardwired for growth. And it's managing that dynamic tension between how good a comfort zone feels and the innate calling of our potential that lies outside of that.
The challenges in your life, if the challenge is too great, like you're going to fail because it's too far above you, you're never going to reach it. If it's too low, you're never going to have the energy. It's too easy. It's not going to motivate you. But there's a sweet spot like here where it's a challenge. It's above what you can do right now. It's not so far above that you can't possibly do it. But it's enough of a challenge to mean, God, I better get my act together. I better get the energy together. I better change my habits. I've got to get up earlier. I've got to work harder. It's this challenge that's a little bit above my level. That's a powerful way of motivating yourself. You need challenges. You need constant challenges in life, or you're going to stagnate. It's just the law of nature.
Here's a harsh truth. It's not your lack of time or energy that's holding you back in life. It's your lack of desire. We make time, we create energy for the things that we really want to achieve.
So the next time you're starting to blame your time or your energy for not doing the things that you need to be doing, what you really need to do is put your desire on blast.
The greatest version of you demands that you are extreme. There's going to be plenty of times where you don't feel like waking up, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like getting your workout in, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like eating clean, but you do it anyway, because that is what greatness demands of us.
Procrastinate because your results are about to exceed your identity and you're turning the air conditioner on. So if right now you're getting 72 degrees of, you believe in yourself as 72 degrees of wealth or abundance or productivity, and you've started to heat it up to 85, 90, 100 degrees, you subconsciously turn the air conditioner on of your life to cool it back down to what you really believe you're worthy of and you deserve. So the deep work is you got to raise that identity of what you believe you're worth to 85, 90, 100 degrees. How do you do that? Typically proximity to people who live at that thermostat setting. They will heat you up to theirs.
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something, and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point.
Big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't. But I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
If these guys can do it, why not me? You know, my mentality, you know, if that should be your mentality in life, you know, in anything. If those guys can do it, why not you? You know, why not you? Don't listen to your haters. Keep telling me you can't do it, and I'm going to keep telling you, watch me.
Capacity. Because people oftentimes think it's about skill and talent. It's not. It's about capacity. The things you have to endure. The things you have to encounter, the things you have to go through in order to be in a space and place, in order to be a blessing. It ain't a lot of people got the skill. A lot of people got the talent. A lot of people got the articulation. A lot of people got the vocabulary. But it's some of the most intelligent people in the world. They can't fight themselves out of a paper bag, baby. I've never been the most talented, but I've always had the capacity.
You deserve this. Everything coming your way, you deserve it. Blood, sweat, tears, all the focus, all the energy, all the passion, all the everything that you have to what you're doing. You deserve it. You're in this place where you can finally step into everything that you wanted for your life. Everything that you've been searching, praying, hoping, crying, behind closed doors, doing the dirty work for. You are in that stage to take advantage. Don't be shy. Don't tiptoe. Go. You deserve this time.
Many of the things that have happened to you have also happened for you. What is this here to teach me? And how can I get that lesson as soon as possible? And this I guarantee you, the moment you have the conscious realization of, oh, this is why this is here, showing up to allow me to see whatever that is in your life, it changes for you.
Maybe it's all going to work out for you. Maybe everything you've been through and everything you're going through right now on the journey is leading you to a place more beautiful than you could ever imagine. What if you allowed yourself to live one day as if this were true? How would things change for you?
Regret is our most transformative emotion, if we treat it right. Because regret does two things for us. It clarifies and it instructs. So regrets clarify what matters to us, and they instruct us on how to do better.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's so easy to lose ourselves in the midst of a storm, especially when it feels like we haven't seen a sunny day in months. And we think because this storm is so powerful that all of our dreams are going to be washed away with it. But what if the storm looked at you and said, if you stay true, what's for you will find you.
This is the comeback. Maybe you're in a rut, maybe you've just experienced failure, or maybe you're just lost. But this is the part in your story where the momentum shifts. This is where you find the drive that you've been looking for. It is now. This is the start of your comeback. The vision that you have for your future, everything you so desire, is begging you to pick yourself up and begin your journey. Because the window is closing, and if you pass this one up, you very well may solidify your eternal existence within the dreadful cycle of stagnation.
When you find that sense of purpose, when you find what I call your life's task, everything has a direction, everything has a purpose. Your energy is concentrated. It's not like you're just going down a single narrow pathway. It's not like life becomes boring and it's just about discipline and solving problems. It's actually the most exciting thing that can ever happen to you because you never have that lost feeling. You wake up in the morning, you go, yeah, this is what I need to accomplish. People come at you with all kinds of distractions and boring and irritating things. You're able to cut it out. It's just the most marvelous piece of internal radar that you can have. So I genuinely wish that everybody can find that kind of internal radar.
You are the creator. You are creating every aspect of your life. You're creating time. You're creating memories. You're creating bad habits. You're creating good habits. You're creating good relationships. You're creating bad relationships. You're creating everything. You're creating things that you don't like. You're creating things that you love. You are a creative being, and you need to be continuously creating in order to maintain momentum and energy.
The undisputed first law of personal growth is this, that people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. And when we commit to self-mastery, we give ourselves the best shot becoming the best and greatest versions of ourselves that we can be. And then we get to become the example and the invitation to others. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
You know, in this life, in your own personal journey, you're gonna go through so many ups and downs, ebbs and flows, twists and turns. And it's so important to just embrace them all with an open mind and an open heart, you know, and understand that, you know, you're in a constant state of evolution and growth. And growth sometimes is amazing and it feels great and it's beautiful. And on the other end, growth sometimes is also incredibly painful and uncomfortable. And it's the ability to be able to embrace all those seasons, all those facets, understanding that through it all, you're growing and it's all serving a greater purpose.
Forward is progress. They all matter. Don't fall into the trap of comparison. If 6 months slip by without you achieving your goals, it's okay. As long as you're here, time is your ally. You are enough. You are deserving. You are capable. Life isn't a race. Your journey matters. You'll get there when you get there.
Your life and the journey you put yourself through, there's nothing more than that. And that's all I want people to do is realize that you have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
I really hope that you know that you are going to overcome the things that feel impossible to forget. Because here's the thing. Very soon, you are going to start making new, beautiful memories that are going to find a home in that place in you that's empty right now. And I also hope that you know that what is coming for you is going to be way better and way more amazing than what's left and what's gone.
You can reinvent and rebuild and rethink what you're going to do next any moment you choose. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too late. You need new goals. When you've been at this for a while, the goals that you had a decade ago are not the goals and the things that are going to motivate you right now. So instead of beating yourself up for not achieving those goals, why don't you flip your attitude and say to yourself, maybe those goals weren't the ones that are meant for you. What is it that you want in this moment of your life?
Why is it that we need to run from the chaos? Why is it that we need to run from the pain? Why is it that we want to run away from the things that hurt our feelings or hurt us inside or scare us? Why are we trying to run away from that stuff? Because we both know that our biggest lessons, your biggest lessons that you've ever experienced in life have come from the darkest times. You ever notice that like we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to keep ourselves out of trouble and keep ourselves away from the pain and away from the darkness, yet that is actually where the gift lies, is inside those places. When you're at your lowest, you realize a lot. Everything is raw. Everything is simplified. It feels like everything's been lost, and all that you're left with is the foundation of you. But these are the perfect ingredients for a rebirth and a rebuild. You may not realize it now, but you're going to look back and realize that rock bottom gave you the gift of being able to start over. And not many people get that gift. The pages are blank, and you are the author.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There is a version of you right now that exists, that has it all. Everything you could possibly think of, the version of you just living it right now. And the fastest way to experience that is to connect to that highest version of you. So here's how you do it. It's before going to bed, imagine this white light coming down from the sky, filling your entire body up with this white light. And when you're ready, I want you to follow this light up as far as you can go. And your intention is, I want to connect to the version of myself that has the life that I want. So follow this light up as far as you can go, beyond the country, beyond the earth, until you're there. And when you're there, just bask in everything that you experience. You might even say to yourself, I fully receive all the lessons, all the guidance in this space. I am ready to be one with the version of me that has it all. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. And then fall asleep to this energy. Do that and you'll be shocked at the things that you're gonna attract and experience when you wake up in the morning.
It's the lonely moments that expose how you treat yourself. Because if you find that nobody's around and the fear of being with your own mind starts to creep in, you haven't built enough evidence that you can trust yourself. You shouldn't be afraid of you. You are the only thing in this world you actually control. And I promise to be in good company with yourself is very possible even in the painful moments. You know, your heroes are heroic because they never default on who you'd expect them to be. So keep all of your promises to yourself and watch you become your biggest hero.
Nothing happens till you take action. Nobody ever fought their way to success. Nobody ever hoped their way to success. Nobody ever wrote goals on a planner to success. They acted. The moment that you and I act, the moment that you and I move, the moment that you and I take action, action is what attracts. It's the action, it's the movement that people say, oh my, look at them. Look what they're doing, look where they're going. And the moment that I began to take action, I began to attract people, I began to attract resources, I began to attract opportunities, all this stuff, it doesn't come to you. Quit waiting for it, it isn't coming.
You go to it and you make it happen.
Nothing more motivating than the knowledge I'm going to die. Think of the prisoner in the cell and they're putting an X through every one because every X is one day closer to getting out. Well, let's do that for your life. Every X you spend doing nothing, that's a day you could have done something and you're gonna die one day. It's there on the calendar, okay? This would so motivate me, as it does, to be as productive as I can, as helpful as I can. Try to make a better world for your privilege of having lived in it. So if knowing you're gonna die brings meaning to your life, then living forever is a life of no meaning at all.
If you decide that you want to achieve a goal, you start moving toward it, and what is the first thing you're going to experience? Obstacles, difficulties, failure, setbacks, disappointments. They come over and over again. You may fail 9 times for every 10th time that you make a step forward. Well, if you have high levels of ambition, like an engine, a car with a powerful engine, you'll go over the bumps. You'll keep driving forward. If you have low levels of ambition, what will you do? You'll quit at the first failure or disappointment.
We spend a lot of time in our life chasing success. Well, what really is success? What does it mean? What does it mean to be successful? Have you ever sat down and figured out, if I accomplish what I'm going after, that goal or that dream or whatever that is, does getting that make me successful? What about the people that I have with me along the way, or the people I need to help me along the way, or the people I help along the way? What about that? Does that play into my success? Do you think about the people that surround you and that you surround and the difference that it makes in your life and theirs as you go on this chase of achievement? Success is cool. Success is something we should go after. But significance is better. I want you to be successful, but I want you to understand that if that success has no significance to anyone but you, then it's not going to have that kind of feeling that you think you're going to get from that success.
There's no secure path forward. Give it up. It's risk everywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's terrible. It's like, yes, except for two things. You can pick your risk. That's the first thing. So you get to pick your poison, that's something. And second, you're a lot tougher than you think. So even though there's risk everywhere, if you confront it forthrightly, what you'll find is that you can actually handle the risk. And that's the security.
You've heard that the eyes are the window to the soul, but you haven't heard that they're also the bridge to your goals, and that the reason you aren't able to achieve them is that you're looking at the wrong things, constantly scrolling. To guard your eyes, the way to do so is very simple. Stop looking for pleasure and start looking for growth. Realize that the second you start protecting your eyesight is the second you start making significant progress towards your goals.
Treat yourself with utmost respect, or what? Settle for nothing but the best life you could possibly imagine, or what? I mean, is there seriously another option in your mind? Would you actually be willing to give up the potential of your life to an uncertainty of your ability to get it? I'll be honest, you're not better than anybody. But guess what? Nobody is better than you. The people with your dream life are not better than you. Your family is not better than you. I am not better than you. So if anybody can have what you are looking for, it's you.
Time doesn't lie. It reveals the truth about how much you've given, how much you've endured, and how much you're willing to fight for what you say you want. Time isn't your enemy. It's your greatest ally. But it only works for you if you show up.
How often have you felt stuck in the routines of life? The same mornings, the same faces, the same paths you walk day after day. There's comfort in knowing exactly where you are and where you're going, but let me ask you this. Is comfort all there is to life? The truth is, comfort zones are illusions. They make us feel safe, but they also trap us. You see, the magic of life doesn't happen in the places you already know. It happens in the unknown, the messy, the unpredictable. There's a quote that goes, "If you never get lost, how will you ever expect to find yourself?" Think about that for a second. If you always know what's next, if every step is planned and calculated, where's the room for discovery? Where's the room for growth? Let me tell you something about being lost. Those moments when you don't know what's next, when the map you followed all your life suddenly tears apart, those are the moments when life truly begins. Those are the moments when you stop walking a straight line and start exploring. This isn't about staying safe, avoiding risks, or sticking to what you know. No, this is about embracing the chaos. The kind of chaos that makes you question everything you thought you knew. The kind of chaos that scares you, but also sets you free. Because here's the truth, you'll never discover the life you were meant to live if you're too afraid to leave the life you already know. So, let go. Let go of the isolation, the hesitation, and the fear. It's time to break free, to try, to fail, and to get lost. And in doing so, find a version of yourself that's braver, brighter, and more alive than you ever imagined.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Let's start with why we're so terrified of getting lost. Somewhere along the way, society taught us that uncertainty is a bad thing. From childhood, we're handed a map. Go to school, get good grades, get a stable job.
save for retirement, stay in your lane, play it safe. But let me ask you, who wrote that map? Did you? Or was it written by someone else? Society, your parents, or your fears? Think about the life you're living right now. Are you walking your own path? Or are you following someone else's? Are you chasing dreams that are truly yours? Or are you stuck living out expectations that were placed on you? Now imagine throwing that map away. Scary, right? But here's the thing. When you get lost, you don't just lose your way. You lose the limits you placed on yourself. You lose the narrow perspective that's been holding you back. When you get lost, you stop living on autopilot. You begin to notice the opportunities around you, the ones you've been too afraid to see. That's why getting lost matters. It's not a failure. It's not a setback. It's an awakening. It's the universe telling you there's more out there for you if you're brave enough to explore it. Fear, it's the number one thing holding us back. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of looking foolish. But let me ask you this, what's scarier, trying and failing or never trying at all? Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Every step forward begins with a stumble. Every masterpiece starts as a rough draft. Every strong person was once terrified. But here's the secret, fear isn't your enemy, it's your guide. Fear is like a compass. It points you to the places where you need to grow. Think about the things you're afraid of. Are you afraid to speak your mind, to step into the spotlight, to pursue your passion? That fear isn't telling you to stop. It's showing you what matters most to you. So what if you fail? What if you look foolish? So what? You'll survive. In fact, you'll do more than survive. You'll learn. You'll grow. You'll become stronger. Picture this. Years from now, when you look back on your life, will you be proud of how you lived? Or will you be haunted by the chances you didn't take? The life you want is waiting for you, but you'll never find it if you let fear keep you in place. There's another reason we stay stuck, isolation. We convince ourselves we don't need anyone else, that we're better off alone. You know, but let me tell you something. Independence isn't the same as isolation. You know, we were built for connection, but here's the thing. True connection requires vulnerability. You know, it requires stepping out of your shell and saying, this is me, will you meet me here? So reach out, join that class, go to that event. Say yes to the invitation you've been avoiding. Life isn't meant to be lived alone. Here's the thing nobody tells you. Getting lost isn't just necessary, it's fun. Think about the last time you tried something completely new. Maybe you got lost in a new city, stumbled upon an incredible cafe, or ended up having an unforgettable conversation with a stranger. Life is full of surprises, but only if you're open to them. When you let go of control and embrace the unknown, you invite magic into your life. Do you want to know the secret to happiness? It's not about having everything figured out. It's about living with curiosity and wonder. It's about waking up every day and asking, what amazing thing might happen today? So start saying yes. Yes to adventures. Yes to risks. Yes to the things that make your heart race. The more you let go, the more you find yourself. When you step into the unknown, you discover strengths you never knew you had. You realize you're braver, smarter, and more resourceful than you thought. Getting lost strips away the labels and expectations that have been placed on you, and it forces you to ask, who am I, really? And in the process, you find the truest, most authentic version of yourself. So, where do we go from here? That's up to you. The life you want is waiting for you, but you'll never find it if you're too afraid to get lost, so go. Try, fail, explore. And remember, getting lost isn't the end, it's the beginning.
If you have enough reasons, you can do anything. If you have enough reasons, you can go as far as you want to go, cash in on all that you want to cash in on, if you have enough reason. Enough reasons to get up early. Enough reasons to stay up a little late. Enough reasons to buckle down and learn the disciplines. Enough reasons to put yourself through the paces. Enough reasons to develop the language. Enough reasons to pay the price.
I hate it when people say, fake it till you make it. Because that sounds to me like you're lying. I am future me. I'm walking into this room right now as future me. I have written down very clearly who I want to be. 1 year from today, I'm going to be that person now. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to start acting like that person today.
The only thing standing between you and the life that you want is the ability to grieve. Grieve the past potential. Mourn the fantasy of what could have been, the life that you thought you'd have by now, the people who chose not to stay, the mistakes that you're still beating yourself up for. Grieve it all. Let go of your comfort zone and the desire to be chosen or approved of, because your new life will cost you your old one. And remember that in the process of building this life that you want, you'll only ever lose what was meant for a person that you no longer are.
You need to understand this. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you've made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
You have to demand it. You have to promise yourself. This is it right here. You have to promise yourself that you will not ever be a failure. You have to marry this thought pattern. I don't care if on your deathbed, it dying, hurts, anything. You have to promise yourself before you get there that you are not going to go, oh, I'm a loser.
And it's like the things that we need to work on that are calling us, that are the portals into evolution and greater awareness and self-understanding, are the things that we don't want to look at because they're uncomfortable. If you don't confront them or look at them, they only grow stronger and at some point reveal themselves in your life and in ways we, you know, none of us want, right? So that the solution is always to move towards the thing that you know you're avoiding or don't really want to deal with.
Once you decide to be all in, you are going to be misunderstood by every individual out there, including yourself. You will no longer recognize yourself because being all in requires you to show up differently at different scarce people.
Whatever you want in life, you're gonna have to work hard for. And if it's huge, you're gonna work 10 times as harder. I would get so jealous of people who could get it easy or get some form of it without having the difficulties that I had. I'm like, how did you just walk into this and get that? And how I'm struggling, I would get so angry. Then I had to, like, you know what? I'm never gonna be jealous of anybody again. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna understand why my path is different. Why do I have to work much harder than that person? And when I tell you, as I look back at all of those people, I kept surpassing and surpassing and surpassing and surpassing every time. I'm like, wow, the very person that you were jealous of because of what they had, look at where you are now. Now they're looking at you going, wow, how did you do that? Well, instead of being jealous, I started working and focus and working harder and harder. Nobody could outwork me.
All of us have this conflict going on at all times inside of us. And it's between two forces. And the first force is your voice of fear and your inner critic. There's another voice, the second voice, your soul, your true self. That voice is a little quieter, and that voice isn't in your head. A lot of times it shows up in your body. Feel that. The voice of fear will lead you to a life that's too small. If you want to reach full power, it's in the second voice. This contains your dreams, your path, contains your energy. Energy is the language of your soul. If you want to feel the full magnitude of what you can do in this one life that you have, there's really only one decision. Which voice will you listen to?
Every limitation you have in this life is self-imposed. You don't have to be special or talented. All you have to do is believe with every fiber of your being that you can make it work. And sooner or later, it will. If you believe you have what it takes, then your mind will do whatever it can to prove you're right. So be delusional. Go for that thing that seems like it's so far out of reach. Because the only thing that's stopping you is you.
I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile. Right. Babies do that. I give them a bottle, they gonna smile. I give them what they want, they gonna smile. I give a puppy a snack, he gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact your work.
Progress over perfection.
You do know that if you're making progress, most people are going to try to nail you with not being perfect. So don't even try to be perfect. Just embrace your weirdness. Embrace the fact that you're different. I think you ought to give yourself a little credit for being that way. But if you're going to do it, you can't give in to the criticisms you're going to be hearing. You're going to get critics all the time. You're going to live in discomfort most of your life.
Remember this: growth over destination, expansion over stagnation, progress over perfection.
You got to lean in to progress. You got to lean into who you are. You got to fully celebrate and embrace the fact that you're trying to do something great with your life, and that should be acknowledged.
Bird doesn't land on a branch trusting that the branch won't break, but rather trusting in its ability to fly away. You are the bird, life is the branch. Don't waste your entire life overanalyzing the safest place to land. Make a decision, enjoy the view while you're there, and trust that you'll be able to move on if and when the time comes.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim of those, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. There's strength. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
There will be days when you give every ounce of yourself, every ounce of your soul, blood, sweat, and tears, early mornings and late nights, and not see any result from all of your hard work. And the most difficult part of all of that is knowing you have to show up the next day and do it all over again. And you may not see the result immediately. It may not come next week. But believing that eventually the result will come is what makes a champion.
There's going to be days where you don't feel like showing up. There's going to be days where you're paralyzed by self-doubt, and days where the distance between where you are and where you want to be is overwhelming. I'm here to tell you that the only way to keep inching forward when those days happen is to be committed to the process. Because the ones who stay consistent, whether they feel like it or not, are the ones who see the results, not the ones who have conditional commitments on their goals. Keep going.
I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable.
Why is life so hard? Life is never easy. If it's easy, it would be boring. Life should be hard. Embrace the hardness of life. Because through those hardships, you're learning, you're molding, and you're becoming a person. So, life should be hard. When you accept that life should be hard, then nothing is hard. Everything is easy. Because everything is a lesson that you can learn something from. Every day is a new day to learn something new. So what are you going to learn today?
Sometimes growing and breaking feel the same. I think that sometimes growing and breaking are the same thing. And here's something to keep in mind. In this uncomfortable season of growth, you are not the one that's breaking. What's breaking is everything that isn't you. And sometimes that hurts.
Sometimes you have to go through that adversity and that challenge and that setback to activate passion and the drive. You know, sometimes it takes the sting of defeat. Sometimes it takes the sting of heartbreak to activate something within you that was needed for you to start moving in the direction that you're meant to move, to get to where you need to be.
The right path is often going to be the hard one. It's going to be the one that requires you to believe in something with no guarantees. The one that asks you to let go of all control and walk forward in blind faith. But you know you're not walking blindly because you can see it. You can feel that there's no other choice but this. Everything you've been through has prepared you for this moment. Lean into it. Trust it. You're ready.
You know, you have a decision to make. Am I going to stay right here? Am I going to live my life and be happy? Which, by the way, if that's what you want, there's no judgment. But what I'm saying to you is if you're that ambitious now and you don't keep moving, you're going to feel bad about staying in the same spot. So it's important that we set bigger goals and that we continue to progress through life because we have to have a purpose. We have to have a drive. And the reality is our pursuit of a bigger goal produces a lot of good for people outside of ourselves. So what gifts are you suppressing by staying in that place and being content where you are? How many lives changed? How many new ideas? How much good is now being capped in your jar because you've decided to stay right where you are? That's something to think about.
Now stay after it. If you're maybe feeling down or you're not feeling as motivated, that's where your discipline has to really kick in because the motivation's not always there. The discipline, that's what's got to be your backbone for progress. Even if you don't want to do it, or you're not feeling motivated to do it, the discipline will keep you, you know, on that steady upward slope.
Each and every day, I'm trying to be the best I can be in that day. I'm trying to maximize that day, just that day. And I think if we all can shift into focusing on the small, integral steps that go into the big changes, that's when we'll see the most growth and the most evolution in our lives.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.